Hello, my rapping buddies. Today we have a very special man with us. A man that started out as a sign maker but ended up becoming a tool maker. He is the man behind Yellow Tools, tools which many of us out there use and love every single day and are thankful for them every single day. We managed to have a chance to chat with him over at FESPA, which we are extremely glad for. He comes with a lot of knowledge, especially the way he sees the Lean method and how we rappers can use it in our day-to-day. I appeal you to listen to this carefully because I believe there is a lot of good knowledge, especially when it comes to the Lean techniques. So I hope you like it. I leave you to it. Let's just rap talk with Michael Arolthoff. Welcome to the show, Michael, from Yellow Tools. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great. Thanks.
Good. It's good to have you here. So we're in FESPA right now at the moment.
Yeah.
And we are in your bus, in the Rap Tool bus. Before we get started with the interview and all, you mind giving us a 3-minute bio of who you are?
Okay.
Before getting started with all this Rap Tool creation business.
Okay, yeah, it's easy. So I used to be a sign guy, so I never wrapped a car or something. It's just like regular banners and signs and window graphics and stuff. It was a one-man show, and I always needed a second pair of hands. I couldn't afford it, so I built myself some little helpers and to make my life easier. And all of a sudden, one of my colleagues saw what I did and he asked me, "Hey, where did you get this from?" I said, "Well, I built it myself." And he said, "Oh, can you build me one too?" I said, "Huh? Yeah, I could." So that was pretty much the beginning of Yellow Tool. So I built one tool for my colleague and another one saw it, blah, blah, blah. Now we have 30 people with 200 distributors all around the world. And it's a crazy life though.
Wow. That's a good way to get into the business.
Absolutely.
So, you started as a sign man.
Yeah.
And you end up doing tools.
Yes, correct.
Do you create the tools yourself, or do ideas come from?
Yes. So the first ideas was kind of like, you know, out of a need, out of a urge, sort of. And as I went my way, I met all these incredible people and they asked me, "Hey, do you really build that stuff yourself?" And stuff. Yes, I bought a couple of little machines to really make my stuff because I don't want to be depending on suppliers, vendors, and third-party manufacturers. So I said, "Well, hey, I have an idea. Can you help me with that idea?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" So we created a thing called DBS. DBS is a little logo. Every time you see that little logo on one of my products, it stands for Designed by a Sign Maker. So we get the credit back to people who really actually make the product. So we have a thing called the Susser Cut. It's a knife which cuts in between gaps of doors and stuff like this. It has two little self-centering wheels and stuff. Amazing idea. It's called Susser Cut because the guy who invented it, his name is Roland Susser. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. So, and so on. So all my products right now are really out of a need from people, you know, and this is crazy. We just this trade show, we had 4 or 5 people with their ideas stopping by and they give it for free because they want to see their name on the logo. They want to see that industry growing. Yeah, and it's kind of like an open source thing, you know.
How many tools do you have today?
The total, if you don't count the variation, the color coding and stuff, I would say 500, something like this, yeah.
Now, see, I was talking to a couple of guys yesterday over here, and they had some crazy stories about, they went over and visited your factory, because apparently you can go over and check it out.
Yeah, anytime, man.
And they told us some great stories about the factory and all the setup that you have, how it's very German-like, it's very precision, it's very well thought of.
Actually, it's not just German-like, it's Japanese-like. Yeah, I crashed into a system called Kaizen. Yeah. It's also called lean manufacturing, lean production, lean thinking, if you want so.
The Toyota way.
It's the Toyota way, man. We live the Toyota way since about 10 or 11 years. And this is due to the fact that we kind of like compete with countries like China and stuff. So we have to be really, really lean and fast and efficient. And the Toyota way or the Kaizen lean manufacturing way is the only way to really survive a tough competition, tough market. And there's another thing, you know, if you give me your money, you don't want to pay any of my guys for looking around for a tool, for a bolt and not the screw or something like this. It's all about added value. I don't want to waste your money. And I'm so happy to have people over like Kevin from Piginola yesterday, or it was Brian Benek with Sign Warehouse Monday morning. I love showing that, because now seeing is believing, right? You know, we're not an unknown secret compound entity or something like this. We are real, real people, man.
Yeah, I can see that. It sounds to me like you came into it all by chance, but you've been here for so many years now doing this with Yellow Tools.
14 years.
Yeah. What are you looking for? What do you want to accomplish with Yellow Tools? What's your main goal?
Make a customer happy. Grow people. That's all we need to do. So if my customers grow, I grow. They take me with them along the way. If you sell them any bullshit they don't need, you will stuck at one point. Our technology, our industry with the technology is rapidly changing. You know, we got this kind of vinyl, that kind of vinyl. We have wall graphics, furniture wraps. We have car wraps. We have sailboat wraps. And you name it. It's all there. And so since the technology is moving forward, you have to move forward with the technology. So I see the constant change as a great chance. And if you are a lean company, means you're fast. I can turn the steering wheel in any direction in any second of the day. So we have our own injection molding machines, for instance.
That's the one that makes the plastic.
Plastic parts. Yeah, we have three. So, but you know, if you have an injection molding machine but you don't have the molds, you know, you're screwed. So if you have to have someone else making the molds for you, there's no point. So we make our own molds for our own injection molding machine. This is so cool. So now we are fast. I mean, just Kevin yesterday, he gave me a great idea for another of my wrap sticks, something he really wanted to have since years and decades right now. So we are able to make it next week, man. Next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're off the market really quick.
Yes.
How do you... Since we're talking about, it seems to me that most of your products are to meet up the market's demands, what all rappers or sign makers are in need.
Yes.
And you move real quick.
Totally, yes.
Thanks to the lean system and all. Where do you see the industry going? Because you're not a rapper or a sign maker at the moment, but you are very closely connected to us. So where do you see the industry going at the moment?
Well, I do about 15 trade shows worldwide a year, so believe me, I have my hands on the heart of the industry every day. I'm talking to people in Brazil, in Japan, in Russia, in South Africa, Europe, United States, you name it. So I have kind of like a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
And we have a saying, you love what you hate. And you also ask people, what do you hate about your job? What do I hate? And some people say, I don't hate anything. I said, what about peeling off vinyl? Yeah, I hate, you know, so here's my yellow plate and stuff. So I really talk to people and I see, and I see the frustrations, you know, I see.
What's the biggest frustration at the moment, you think?
Money. It's always the thing, competition. So especially car wrap. I mean, the vendors who supply vinyl, they have what? They have 4-5% margin on a roll of vinyl for $500-$600. There's zero room for mistakes in this point. And then the car wrapper or the applicators, let's call it this way, they have a hard time finding customers. It's, you know, they say, hey, I got my car wrap cheap over there for $6.99, full car wrap. We are all setting the wrong signals to the industry. We should raise the bar back again and show people how complicated and how, how can I say? It's artful what we do every day, right. You know? Car wrapping and just pre-prep the car, like cleaning the car takes a whole day almost. Yeah, if you have a really messed up car. And post-heating and all that stuff. So it's a three-day job. You just call a plumber for 3 days, fixing your pipes and stuff. You pay a fortune. Yeah, right. But at car wrapping, maybe it's due to the fact that you guys do these speed wrap competitions and stuff like this. I don't like those. I really don't like those. We should bring the speed out of car wrap. It's a craft, man, and you can't paint an artful drawing in 20 minutes and sell it for $20,000. That's not the way it is. That's what I think.
It might not be reality, right? Speed wraps is not. It's not what most of us do when we wrap.
We give the wrong signal into the market. So okay, so competition prices and stuff. This is what I hear all the time, and I really preach the prayer. I say, hey guys, look into the lean manufacturing part of everything. So if you start looking at a Toyota way of wrapping a car,
how would you go about it?
Well, so what we do is we do a 2-second improvement every day, every person at Yellow Tools in the shop. So we're looking for the tiny things. We think outside the box. We step outside the comfort zone. But I see all these rap guys, you know, doing an amazing job. Fantastic. But they waste so much time in looking for the knife, looking for a second pair of hands or cleaning and don't know what to do. So they're not sorted. They're not organized. So they should go ahead and improve their day. 2 seconds. Bam, 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 bam. Until they nail it down so that they don't waste any time at car wrapping, installation, just hanging up a banner, doing a window graphic. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Your customer is not willing to pay you for any mistakes, for any waste, for any waiting, for any searching, looking around. He's not willing to pay for it. And this is what I see all over the places. And this is where we base our products on, you know, like the new wrap gear. I don't want to have another fancy line of gadgets. That's bullshit. I see people struggling with their belt pouches, going up and down, up and down. You lay on the floor, you take the belt pouch off, put it somewhere. Where's my belt pouch? Up, up, up. You look around, you dig around for tools. Do you know how much time this costs you?
In a year, right?
It's incredible. So now that's why we invented that gear set. You know, you have your tools right where you need it. Always. You know, and this is, see, whatever we do, we think ahead and we try to make your guys' life easier. Grow people. That's what we do. That's it.
If we go back, I'm going to come back to this because I find it really interesting. But if we go back to the leaning part of the talk now, hands on. Let's say there's someone hearing this part at the moment and they're at their shop and they look around and they see probably chaos, probably tools all over the place. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing they can start doing themselves to start thinking more lean?
Okay, it's easy. It's really easy. You go ahead and take a big box, like a cardboard box, the bigger the better.
Right.
So then you go to the shop, you take yourself half an hour or an hour, and then you ask yourself, really, do I really need that part? Do I really need that? When was the last time I used it? If the answer is 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, just put it in that cardboard box and so on. Put everything in the cardboard box you don't really need on a daily basis and put that cardboard box somewhere in the corner. So you don't toss it. You know it's there. Just in case you need it, you know it's in that box over there. So that box will fill up so quickly. Most of the people have a room for it or kind of like a container or something like this. So lean out your daily life, your job. Put everything away you don't really need on a day. You will be surprised how less you need. All our offices, for instance, don't have any drawers anymore. Drawers lie. They hide stuff you don't really need. Put it away. Put it out of your life. Declutter your life. So once you're decluttered, you will be surprised. You already feel 20 pounds lighter. And then you start working in a total different way, believe me.
See, people can't see me right now, but I'm smiling because I really like that
idea. I know, yeah. We have lean tours all the time. You know, we have people like Mercedes-Benz and IKEA and you name it, all these big guys coming to my shop to see, to prove that it really works. And all of you guys out there, I would like to invite you to see that lean operation. Please not all at once. That would be a little bit too much, but you can always call me and see. It works. And we are just simple people. You know, I never made it through college or something like this. I'm a super easy person. But if even I can do it, everyone can do it. It's the best in life, honestly.
So just decluttering,
yes.
Removing stuff you might maybe need in the future, but don't need right now.
Yes.
Away.
Yes. You will see, you will toss that whole entire cardboard box in a couple of weeks totally. Because you realize, I bought it one time because I thought it's cool, but it's not, so you just toss it away.
Okay. That's really good advice, by the way. So, if we go back to the tool part of it all, you create a new tool, you think it's going to work, or the idea might work in your mind, or in the person's mind that came up with the idea. How do you try that out? Do you send it to special wrappers?
We have beta testers. Yeah, absolutely. First of all, the guy who invented it,
right. He
got a couple of samples. And if this guy is perfectly satisfied, if he says, yeah, this is what I had in mind, or even better, he says, wow, you guys exceeded it, then I'm happy. So then we send it out to 20, 30 of selected sign guys, mm-hmm. and they give me the feedback. So, you know, the German rappers are pretty special. You know, they're pretty picky. They're pretty, I don't know, pretty extraordinary. If I get their thumbs up, man, I'm safe. Yeah. And it's really hard. You know, we have people like Robin Burris with the, German Rap Association, we have Manfred Hunold, we have Stefan Ude, we have Jürgen Eid, and
all
these
guys,
the Godfathers. So they are super picky. I sometimes send them tools and stuff, and they send it back, so it's crap, I don't need it. But mostly they say, hey, Michael, if you put that screw a little bit more left, or if the blade would expose a little bit more, that would be great, and blah, blah, blah. So... And if I get their feedback, oh man, this is gold, man. This is gold.
So that would mean that you have a constructor in your shop that does, or is it you that does all the design?
No. I have 30 people working for me. I have an engineer. He's great. Stefan, he's top notch. I have Jonas. I have Peter. I have really, really great engineers at my shop. These guys are fantastic. You know.
So it is a big operation.
30 people, man.
Right.
Not doing nothing else but tools for sign makers. That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, being lean. Yeah, we do morning meeting every morning. We do 3S in the morning. We call it 3S. Most people call it 5S. We call it 3S because we want to keep it easier.
Right.
It's sweeping, sorting, standardizing. This is what we do every morning.
Sweeping, sorting,
standardizing. Every month. From 8 to 8:30, we do the 3S. And from 8:30 to 9, we do a morning meeting. Every day, every person. We announce the sales from yesterday. We reflect problems, and then we blame the system, never the person. And then we change the system, and we never have the problem again. So, and especially with products, new products, we put it in the morning meeting, and we have it tested by my guys, even if they don't wrap the car or being a sign maker at all. If they understand the concept, yeah, I'm on the right way. If not, I redo it. Yeah, so it's big. Here we have our own injection molding machines. We have a CNC milling park. We have a full-on wood shop. We have a water jet cutter, laser engravers, and cutters, and all kinds of stuff. Man, you should come over.
I heard you do your. You don't buy furniture.
No, we have a full-on wood shop. We have three CNC machines. And Peter, the guy you see outside running around, he's a professional master degree cabinet maker in third generation or something. You give him a piece of plywood, he turns it into gold. That's crazy. All the media racks, everything. Like the bus you sit in, the table you sit in, this is all made in my shop. Everything here is made in my shop.
See, it's hard to explain how the bus looks like, so I'm going to try to get some pictures of it. But
it's the candy store.
It's the candy store for installers. Let's say it like that. Yeah, it is. It is. I find it interesting. To me, you seem like a person that is a fighter, and you never give up, and you always try to find better ways to do stuff. So, what's been the hardest with this adventure you've gone with starting Yellow Tools? What's been the toughest?
I can tell you what. There is so much passion and so much heartbeat involved in what we do every day. I mean, these are just words, and people out there would say, he's on the radio interview and stuff, but we freaking love what we do, and all our little tools are our babies. We rock them, we whittle them, and we love them. And the hardest part, honestly, is getting copied. Getting copied by fanciless people who copy your tool one-to-one, give it a fancy name, and then blame it or announce it, hey, this is my idea, blah blah. I will never do this. You know, we have that DBS system. If you give me an idea, it's your idea, and I will never mess around with, never touch it. It's your baby, it's your name, it's your invention. So
that's our respect for the
it's the only way. So, and then if you get copied, if you get really bloody copied, it hurts. Yeah. Keep it this way. I don't care financially wise, because it's crazy. Like the speed clip we have, or the bodyguard knife, or whatever, our babies. Every time I get copied by someone, we sell even more. I don't know why.
It's karma.
Yes, karma. But still, you see, keep it this way. We're just human beings, and we do mistakes.
Right.
We do the most mistakes. If you're an entrepreneur, if you give out stuff the first time, yes, you will fail at one point, and people will help you grow and stuff like this. But if you get copied one to one, or even worse, if the copy of my competitor is worse than mine, and people think this is mine because they saw it in my catalog first or something like this. This is what the really big trouble causes.
That's a danger.
Because they think, oh wow, that's a cheap Chinese junk part of thing, but it's not. So if my competitors would improve my stuff, man, I would give them credit. I would say, hey, chapeau. And then there would be a race going on. So here's my product. That's improved one from my competitor. So I have to be better than my competitor again. Bam, bam, bam. So if we are in the race like better, 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 who's the winner?
Installers.
You guys. Yeah, perfect. Hallelujah. I would go that. I would take that race in a fraction of a second. But going backwards and getting it cheaper, 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 who lose it? The installers. My customers I really love working with. So that's a no-go. So if you ask me about the hardest part, that's the hardest part. Keep the emotion out of passion. That is the hardest
part.
Keep
the emotion out of passion. It sounds hard. It does. I get you. When it's you are proud of what you do and you want the best
for it. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I follow you on social, and I think you do a great job in regards to social, but I would like to get your...
This is not me. This is my team. I was born 69. I'm not a techie. You know, I just can barely handle my Facebook account, but my team, like Ria, Zina, Ernie, and everyone who is doing the socials, they love the products. They love Yellow Tools maybe more than I do. So that's why you get genuine people. It's not an agency taking care of it. It's my people, you know? And they're like, and my young guys in the shop, like 18, 19 year old, my apprentice, they know all that live stream crap I have no clue about, but
maybe
it's
you need
us.
To do a live stream of the factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. You,
cause
you should do it. Yeah.
I mean, what I've heard seems to be correct now that you tell it to me, but it just sounded amazing.
Yeah,
you seem to have a really
take my invitation, really nice man. Come over.
Yeah, you are in
Cologne. Cologne, yes.
Okay,
the most beautiful city in the world, by the way.
Yeah, let's just be clear on that, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So if I ask you this question, you might be biased, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is the tool you love the most?
If you have 500 kids, you can't ask daddy, who's the child you love the most? Honestly, what I love the most is the smile I put on people's faces. And it doesn't matter if it's a speed clip, the bodyguard knife, or we have a thing called the Easy Weed Powder. It's a powder you can put on white plotted vinyl. And all of a sudden, the line, you know, the cutting line pops up. So the weeding is way easier than that. So, it's not a popular tool. We don't make that big money out of it. But every time I put that powder on a white plotted vinyl and people say, "Oh my gosh, this is so cool." And I love that face. I would say this is the tool I love the most is the tool I get a smile in the customer's face.
So if I rephrase that question instead, ask you, what three tools you think of your tools you think a wrap shop owner or a wrapper should have?
Well, I'm so sorry that I don't answer questions like this straight, because we figured out one thing. At car wrapping, sign making, there is a golden rule. The golden rule is 5 + 4 = 9, but so does 3 + 6. You know, there is that end result which counts, which matters. And me as a non-car wrapper, I would never ever tell a car wrapper, "Hey, you should use this to in order to get those." That is bullshit. Here's my selection. The only thing I really want them is to stay curious and get outside the box and try something else. Maybe there's a better way. Maybe 5 + 4 is your way, but 3 + 6 is the easier way. You know what I mean? So the three things a car wrapper should have is a good training, a good toolbox, and guts. Yeah, that's the only thing. And stay curious, man. Stay curious.
Michael, that's a beautiful answer.
I'm sorry, so I can't.
No, you don't have to be sorry. We're all different. We all have different needs. Yes. We all have different likes.
What I mean, one point is really important for me to say. For instance, the reason why we start doing our own squeegees. People say, "Hey, are you crazy? You're a tiny little manufacturer. You can't afford doing your own squeegee. Why do you want to compete with the big guys like 3M and Avery and Litco and you name it?" And the answer was pretty simple. I see all these car wrappers and all these installers, and including me, putting the squeegee in my mouth just to park it there, right? We do it all on a daily basis. Or with your open pores, with your sweaty fingers, you have that piece of plastic in your hand every day. So, and I wondered what kind of plastifiers are they using? Mm. You know, the softener.
You don't want to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that anyone is putting bad stuff in it, but at least they don't tell you, or they don't even know. Like, let's call it, like, that's a big company like ABC, you know, call them ABC. They are big, and you call them and say, "Hey, you guys give me an applicator. What is inside?" Hey, they have no clue. They don't know. It's a huge factory somewhere in China, makes millions of these things. And why do you even ask me that? So, and I make my own squeegees because we always and only use food graded rubber, like for IKEA, like for Tupperware and stuff like this. Non-toxic stuff you can put in your mouth. Again, I'm not saying that others are using bad or dangerous toxic plastics, but at least I know that they don't give a shit. sorry, that they don't care about it. We do care about it. We don't want to get sick making the tools, and I don't want to have anyone getting sick making money with my stuff or using it on a daily basis. So all my, if there is a Yellow Tools logo on one of my squeegees, you know, you can put it in your mouth without any issues. You know, no teeth will fall out or something like so, this.
That's why I got to ask you this question. Yeah. When are you coming out with flavor squeegees?
Well, you know Justin Pate, right? Yeah. Justin asked me that question. Hey, Michael, can you do kind of like a cherry banana, whatever? And this is the tricky thing. As soon as you put something smelly in it, this is where the toxic kicks in. All those flavors and add-ons are really toxic. So intentionally you want to put it in your mouth because it smells good or it tastes good or whatever. And then I got the fact I hate, you know what I mean? So that's why they're all neutral. I'm so sorry. I can make you one glow in the dark, but it's not good for you. It is not good for you. We have anti-static, squeegees. We have biodegradable squeegees. We have, antibacterial squeegees, mm-hmm. you know, all of that stuff. We use, today's technology, you know, I love doing that stuff. You know, if you wrap a, this is why we have that stuff, just to tell you this. Why do we have an anti-static squeegee? It's pretty simple. Does it make a big difference in the wrap shop part of it? No, it does not. But it's proven fact. It doesn't create any static load. So, the reason for it is, if you guys apply for a job, if you give an offer to let's say a fleet, like a fleet wrap for Ferraris, Testarossas, whatever, Lamborghinis and stuff, you put it on your offer. Upon your request, we're using anti-static squeegee to not harm the sensitive electronic of your car. Man, no one is thinking about that. So now you keep it this way. That guy with a top supercar,
right.
He spends $300,000-$400,000 for his car, and he asks five wrap shops about a car wrap job for his car. So, and four of them are kind of like, yeah, they're cheaper, they're intermediate, blah, blah, blah. And the fifth, say, hey, upon request, we're using anti-static squeegees just in case you are, you know, you worry about your sensitive electronics and stuff. Guess what? This guy would say, hey, this wrap shop has his shit together. He knows exactly what I'm looking for.
Added value.
So, and he don't care. He would take him, even if he's more expensive than the four others. This is what I want. I want to raise the bar. I want you guys making more money, earning more money, having more margin, and telling people what we do out there. Sorry.
It's just, I like it. So, what can you disclose of the future? What's coming up for Yellow Tools? Can you tell us?
I don't know. I go with the flow.
You move so quickly,
I go with the flow. I'm turning 50 next year, and I think I'm more curious than I've ever been as a kid. You know, I am so hungry for all that new stuff coming up. I'm looking forward to the furniture industry. The furniture wrap industry is going to be big.
It is.
There's a big money out there, and guys, you should keep an eye on that market. It's huge. And I'm you know, since we are the furniture guys, we love, you know, dealing with stuff like this. We are looking into the future also a little bit skeptically, because we know that the car industry is full on working on nano coated
paint.
So we're seeing a chance and a problem in there, of course. You know, we have to redefine glue, or we have to find a way to solve the problem. And I'm a part of the solution. I'm not a part of the problem. You know what I mean? So I'm not scared.
One can always choose what side you're on.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you got to be curious and not yell about it and complain about it. Yes, if they put nano coating paint on it, It is what it is. Let's deal with it. Let's see what we can do, right?
Okay, I know I want to be respectful of your time. I know the show is about to start, so people are only going to start coming into the bus and seeing all the awesome tools. So before I let you go, I'm giving you an open channel to talk straight to the rapping world. What would you like to tell them?
Well, I think I said it all. Guys, stay curious, and don't get blinded by fancy names of products. Just look at the need for you guys. Don't buy any kits and sets where you know right up front that you will end up paying money for things laying in your shop. Use your brain, not your wallet. That's what I always say. A message to you guys out there. If you want to survive, if you want to have a great life, if you want to make good money, if you want to have a relaxed time on that planet, look into lean. Lean is the key. My good friend and mentor, Paul Akers from FastCap. It's www.fastcap.com. He's not in the industry. It doesn't have to do anything with raps and stuff. He wrote a book. It's called The 2 Second Lean. This is the Bible. If you want to improve your life, if you want to improve everything, check this out. If you want to see my shop, if you want to see a lean operation, if you want to learn more about it, I'm more than happy to talk about it whenever you want. So this is what I want to tell. You know, stay curious. If 5 + 4 is your way, 3 + 6 is also cool, you know.
It's the end result.
It is the end result. And don't complain. Be a part of the solution and never be a part of the problem. That's what I say.
Michael, I am truly honored and thankful to have you on the show.
No, same here, man.
I love some of the ideas you come with, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I gotta say, you blew me off with the lean.
Come over to my shop, man.
So
do it.
I'll try it, definitely, most definitely.
Okay.
Right, Michael, thank you very much for taking
your
time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being a part.
Enjoy Berlin, man.
We'll do. We'll try. We'll try.
Watch your wallet, man.
You said it best. Use your brain and not your wallet.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Michael, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.